Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life is understanding the adequacy of going to the lavatory and purifying oneself. We mentioned some of the hadith in this regard, and inshallah today we will mention some more. So when we want to learn what I and you should do in terms of purifying ourselves and the adequacy of lavatory, obviously we have to go to the source, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. What do they have to say about that? Sometimes not only what they have to say about these kind of things, but what they do themselves. So sometimes you have a hadith, we say what we call in Arabic, fa'lul ma'sum, the action of the infallible. So sometimes the imam does not tell us to do something, rather he does something himself. When he performs an action, it becomes an evidence on me, a hujj on me, that I need to apply what the imam is doing. So sometimes it becomes compulsory, sometimes it's a recommendation, sometimes it is a dislike. So in this regard, when we look at lavatory, sometimes we have a hadith that says this imam or the prophet done so and so, which means we also need to apply the same thing. So in this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَرَادَ الدُّخُولَ الْمُتَوَضَّأَ قَالَ. When the prophet, peace be upon him, he wants to go to the lavatory and he cleanses himself, he would recite a dua. He says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ar-rijsi an-najis al-khabith al-mukhabbath ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from that which is impure and holy, that it's considered to be impurity, which is a shaytan. So, oh Allah, when I go to the bathroom, I seek refuge in you from shaytan. And one may ask, what does the shaitan has to do with it? Because we have some hadith that shaitan, sometimes when a person goes to the bathroom to perform either number one or number two, he comes in different stages, which I will only mention one part of it. We have a specific hadith which is quite interesting. He says shaitan deliberately it tries to make a person najis. In terms of what? There's a hadith that says that shaitan sometimes, especially back in the day and even now, if a person goes to urinate outside, he says shaitan turns himself into a rock that when urine hits it, it reflects back on the person and it falls on his clothes or his body. So shaitan in this regard, he might do things that just to make sure that you are what? And pure. And sometimes you might think, well, did najasa fall on me? Did urine fall on my clothes? Or did it fall on my body? I felt something. Then shaitan says, no, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. So when you go to the bathroom, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. Just so you could maintain the fact they are what? Pure. The shaitan has not gone into your thoughts. That shaitan has not made things easier than what they seem. And, you know, he himself did not turn himself into something that, you know, at the end of the day will reflect back on you. So in either case, we've been recommended to seek isti'adha and refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. So every time you walk, you get in the bathroom, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-Rajim. Or you can read this hadith, which is, or this dua, which is found in most of the books. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرم نماز و ثواب داره فرم روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we said one of the keys of life is to keep ourselves pure and clean. And sometimes we do understand why we have to keep ourselves clean, and sometimes we don't. When we look at the hadith and we say, why does the hadith want me to do so and so? Sometimes I can get the answer from another hadith, and sometimes I don't. So in this regard, why do we need to keep ourselves always clean and pure? Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi as-salam, he says, أقوى الأسباب الجالبة للرزق المداومة على الطهارة. One of the main and strongest reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings blessings and wealth into your life, you know, so when we say blessings, and it means everything, but wealth is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I and you need in our life. So let's make it general and let's say blessings in general, including wealth. If I need the blessings in my life, the Imam says, being on tahara constantly. So you go to the bathroom, you purify yourself, you do wudu, you wash your hands, you walk out. Being on that state of tahara constantly, it's what makes a person in a very, like, a state where he attracts the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, compared to a person who's in the state of najasa, whether he did not perform wudu or he did not wash correctly, or if urine has fallen on his clothes or blood or what have you. Obviously, that kind of person does not attract and will not bring to himself these blessings. So being pure constantly, your clothes are pure, your body is pure. This way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this pure servant of mine, this clean servant of mine, is deserving of my gifts. There's a beautiful hadith that says, he who goes to the bathroom, whether he performs number one or number two, and after he does wudu, he performs wudu, and after he prays two ruk'ah, in a mustahab, with the intention of istihbab for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, in his salah, if he does qunut and he asks me for whatever he wants, I will give it to him. Why? Because he went through the trouble and the hassle of purifying and washing and doing wudu and praying for me. As in return, as a favor I give back to him, is the fact that I will answer his prayer. Now, this, don't think this is an easy task, because I guarantee you it's not that easy. Because if you could imagine that every time you have to go to the bathroom, you perform wudu and then pray to rak'ah, it might sound easy saying it, but practicing it requires a strong will, okay? Especially wudu itself. Now, we go to the bathroom, we do number one, number two, we wash our hands and we go out. We can't find it in ourselves to take 30 more seconds to perform wudu. We're too lazy, yet alone perform two ruk'ah. Now, those who are listening to me maybe say, okay, now, well, you know what? I'm going to try it. Now, you can try it once or twice. The idea is maintaining it, all right? So when we look at this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa and Ahl Bayt alayhi wa sallam, we have to take it quite seriously. Otherwise, you know, we we can't call ourselves true followers of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, because the Ahl Bayt, when they talk about these things, it's not just to keep us entertained. Rather, they want us to be in the perfect position when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll leave it here. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.